Good morning. Have a lot to say in just a few minutes. First, I want to talk to the young people. You have many people here that have held for God's word, can teach you, and guide you, and direct you into eternal life. Many things have been said in the last 2 days to show and to bring about the care of life that all of us should be doing and expressing in our lives. Having to do with marriage, with our finances, with the thoughts that we brought to us this morning of all the things that are going on in this world today. As we talk to you young people, we want you to understand that us older people are responsible for where you're going. It is that the older people hold to the truth of the gospel for the purpose of taking you to salvation. And as we saw in the scriptures that we should study, we should show our lights unto others. The Holy Scriptures is for everyone, not just for those that speak. The Holy Scriptures are for young men and women, the same as it is for the older men and women. Titus, the second chapter, gives us a basis of what everyone from the elder, the older person, to the younger should be doing. We saw the figures there this morning of the sadness of the times that we're living in, of the fault in the home, in the family, in the marriages. A lot of that has to do with us older people not doing our job. Sorry that I get emotional. Many times we have to stand alone in order to do the truth of God. To bring about fruitful things, we many times have to reject many things that are ungodly. I plead with you that are young, if you be outside of the body of Christ, to take heed to what has been taught and set forth, and come unto the Lord. I plead with you that are young, that have obeyed, to carry on the next generation the truth, the gospel. It is your duty, as well as it is us that are older. It all comes about in Hebrews 1, of having faith. If we don't have faith in the things of the Holy Scriptures, we have nothing. If we look into the Revelation, the 21st chapter, and it talks about the abominable, the ungodly, and all of where they're going, it should raise you to the point of, I must change my life. Public relations has to do with a lot of things. One of those things being humbleness. That's how we come to Christ. It isn't what we have done. It's not what our parents have done. It's what Christ has done. And we've got to come to Him. We've got to have good report among man. And I find that comes about by you and I establishing confidence in the things that were spoken of, how that we know the Scriptures. Give an answer We don't have to preach a sermon. We just have to be prepared to tell people why, that there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We find that as we go out into this world and we are relating to people in many respects, we're going to have those that are going to tempt us. I want to give an example in the scriptures of that way. Over in the Matthew letter in the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 8 of that chapter, talking about our Lord at that time, nothing better to talk about. In the Matthew letter, the 4th chapter and verse 8, it says here, "And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdom of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." How many times in your life, whether you be young or old, that these opportunities arise that look so great? Opportunities of economy being better for you, monetary values, things that can be useful could be a detriment to our soul. All of these things promised unto us by man. And where do we go? What do? We look to Matthew 8 and verse 10, our 4th chapter and verse 10. "Then says Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." If we'll take that to bed with us at night, open it up in the morning, whether we're young or old, we'll be able to relate to people that we serve the Lord, that their temptations are not necessary. Their ways are not our ways. Not in a manner of offense, but in a manner of stability. We find that stability comes from honesty, patience, respect, good reputation. And those people will know that if you serve the Lord. They will relate to that, maybe never accept the way of God, but they will respect you for that one way that is in the Holy Scriptures. Keep in mind what Christ said, "For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Serving mammon gets us nowhere. As we go through life, especially young people get the attitude that there's no fun in following after the gospel of Jesus Christ. My friends, there is so much to be enjoyable. The fruit of the Spirit, read it. Is there anything offensive there at all? Is there anything in there that's going to harm you or harm your family, harm your children, or harm you? Can't you have enjoyment in that? As we find those that don't believe in God, that think that there isn't any God, we look to the courses of nature, the surroundings of the area in which we're in today. many other places throughout this world that we can enjoy without the pitfalls of sin and the commercializing and all the things that man sets forth that separate you from your family, that separate you from your children, is because they want to win you to their cause. But we should serve the true and living God. We find in conversing with man, we should do so. As I have made statements before, a person questioning me as to my belief and my trust in God, and he be sincere, time is unlimited. A person questioning me to ridicule me, to make me feel small, I have no time for him. Over here in the Colossian letter in the second chapter, we find in verse 8 that it says there, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." We must hold Christ first in our lives, our family second, and then we can help those that desire the way of the Lord. But the vain ways of man and his philosophy and his questions and his foolish answers and all of those things, we should not give the time of day to. We're not to cast our pearls before swine, that it be trodden in the mud. We should honor the Word of God, nourish and cherish it, and protect it, and not allow man to take it away from us. Over in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, I'm going to have to close here very quickly as our time has expired. 1 Timothy 4, and verse 12, it says there, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." My friends, what a great lot. It brings me to tears. Yes, that we have the word of righteousness, a conversation, a manner of life that we can prove unto mankind. It doesn't have to be evil. It doesn't have to be the pitfalls of sin, vulgarity, and all that man wants to exercise. And charity, love. As was pointed to us, not fluffy love, deep, grounded love. You that are youth, your parents love you as why? That they are teaching you the Word of God. They care for your welfare and well-being here on this earth, but they even care more when you reach eternal life through the teachings of God's Word. One other verse of Scripture, and I'll come to a close. Excuse me for getting emotional, but times are hard. We don't get these opportunities very often. We should take advantage of them. 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22. "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." That's how we can relate. A lot of places we could be today that could be infiltrating us, even how strong we may be in faith toward God, that are the appearance of evil. Go the other way. Establish yourself in the faith. And God bless everyone.